Happy Friday, everybody. Today's the 7th of May, 2021. And beautiful sunrise this morning here in Pineville, Missouri. I was glad to see that yesterday, or I saw a post on CNN that Pineville, Missouri was the most non-compliant county in the state of Missouri for getting a vaccination. Good job, Pineville. Anyway, you know, we may hear of all kind of rumors about what they're going to do to the anti-vaxxers. They're going to send drones to shoot us down and all kind of stuff. And you know what? This is all actually can be found in the if you do your research, some of the largest medical institutions are behind this stuff. You know, get the anti-vaxxers. Well, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. Matthew 24:6. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1-3. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Isaiah 26:20. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Psalm 57:1. In the shadow of my wings will I make my refuge in these calamities, until these calamities be overpassed. Your life is hid with Christ in God. You shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace in the world. You shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Psalm 112:7 and John 16:33. Well, there's comfort for us today. In the midst of all of these crazy things that are going on in our world, in the midst of lunacy and irrationality and false science, so-called, and, you know, it's amazing how people are trying to put out false information. And it's all about lust and power and control over other people. That's all it is. But Jesus Christ is in control. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. So we look to him for all of our solace and our comfort. God bless.